Wyoming Women's Antelope Hunt spokesperson Rebecca Smith told me about a meal that everybody shared at this year's event. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
We used the backstrap of one of the hunter's antelopes. She harvested it and donated it to the cooking class. They actually made the Vietnamese dish pho out of it. I guess it's pronounced pho. But Beth Worthen, our volunteer from Casper, who's on our planning committee, she often has done the cooking demonstration for us. And she actually used a recipe from our very first antelope hunt in 2013 that was brought to us by Julie Galab, who was our special guest that year. She's a shooter with the Smith & Wesson team, and she also is really interested in cooking. So we brought that recipe back for year five, and it was a huge success, and it was really delicious. I tried some and was just blown away by how good it is. It's a really good opportunity to show our hunters that it's not only fun to hunt the antelope, but also to process the meat and then eat it. And a lot of people don't think the antelope tastes good, but I can tell you it tastes very good. It was just really, really good meat. And of course, the backstrap is the choice cut for any animal, but it just tasted like really, really good meat. Yeah, I think it just kind of depends on your animal. Some of them, maybe people have trouble with being gamey, but when I've harvested an antelope in the past, I ate the whole thing and there might have been a couple of gamey bites in there, but for the most part, it's just really delicious meat. I think people should definitely give it a try.
The recipe Rebecca mentioned, called pho, is a Vietnamese noodle soup.
This is David Sparks for Sportsman's Spotlight.